It's February 5th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you set up your own website in a snap with domain registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit bit.ly/GoDaddyDeal to learn more. Now, here's the news. Is the social networking giant Facebook now becoming a leading source for finding news stories? Yes, according to researcher Hitwise, which found that Facebook was the number 4 referrer of traffic to news sites after Google, Yahoo, and MSN, and ahead of Google News. That research note came after Facebook's Mallory Lucich wrote in a blog post saying that people can use Facebook as a newsreader by becoming a fan of various news organizations and then filtering a news feed from them. Plus, sites like Huffington Post have integrated Facebook Connect, so you can easily share articles there with Facebook friends. ReadWrite Web's Marshall Kirkpatrick notes that Facebook has succeeded where many RSS newsreaders failed. It has a critical mass of users and includes personal recommendations for stories to read. But will Facebook be a savior for news publishers? Not likely, wrote Kim Mai Cutler on VentureBeat. As Facebook becomes more saturated and crowded with news content, she wrote, we'll be back to where we started with lots of sites screaming for our attention, end quote. In other news, tech blog Engadget recently shut down comments after some bad eggs kept leaving nasty comments related to the Apple iPad. The site had massive traffic influx over its iPad coverage, but that also brought in trolls, people who left nasty comments on the blog, both pro-Apple and anti-Apple. And Engadget editor Joshua Topolsky told VentureBeat, I can handle the flame wars, but in the past few days, we've had attacks against our readers and our staff that were personal. After Engadget shut down comments, the usual arguments broke out about the value of blog comments and moderation, and whether blogs need them at all in the age of Twitter and Facebook. But eventually, Engadget opened comments back up with a new set of rules for people posting them. They now have stronger moderation tools and let people turn on or off comments if they don't want to see them while visiting the site. In a note to readers about reopening comments, Topolsky said, we also love our readers and want to make it a safe, enjoyable place for all who wish to participate. Now, say something hilarious. Now it's time for just one question. I visited Google and met Krishna Bharat, the creator of Google News. I asked him, how did you come up with the idea for Google News in the first place?
Well, it was in response to September 11th. So I was reading news from a bunch of papers all over the web, and I discovered that there was no efficient way to find coverage on the same topic from different sources. It occurred to me that what I was doing, a computer could do. A computer could, in fact, visit all these websites, find the same article or similar articles, and group them together. And I tried it, it worked, and then one thing led to another.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what website is your primary place for finding news? Our last poll question was, what do you think about the new Apple iPad? 33% said, who cares? 26% said they'll wait to see one first. 22% said, I want one now. And 7% said they already have an e-reader that they like. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible, and to podcast sponsor GoDaddy, offering domain names and web hosting. Go to bit.ly/GoDaddyDeal to learn more. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.